Jaya Kunjabi Hari,
Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Giribara Dhari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Giribara Dhari.
Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Giribara Dhari.
Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana.
Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana.
Yamuna Tira Vanachari.
Yamuna Tira Vanachari.
Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Jaya Radha, Shama Sundar Radha, Shama Sundar Radhe.
Jaya Radha, Shama Sundar Radha, Shama Sundar Radhe.
Jaya Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada.
Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada.
Jaya Jaya Gurudev, 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 Jaya Jaya Gurudev. Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivajakacharya Ashtotar Shatashri Srimad is Divine Grace. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki.
Jai
Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivajakacharya Ashtotar Shatashri Srimad is Divine Grace. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki. Guru Parampara Ki. Shad Goswami Ki. Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki. Prem Sekho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara. ಶಿವಾಸದಿ ಗೌರವ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದಕ್ಕೆ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಾಕೃಷ್ಣ ಗೋಪಗೋಪಿನಾಥ್ ಶ್ಯಾಮಕುಂಡ ರಾಧಾಕುಂಡ ಗಿರಿ ಗೋವರ್ಧನ್ ಧಾಮ್ಕಿ ಶ್ರೀ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಧಾಮ್ಕಿ ಶ್ರೀ ನವದೀಪ್ ಮಾಯಾಪುರ್ ಧಾಮ್ಕಿ ಶ್ರೀ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ್ಪುರಿ ಧಾಮ್ಕಿ ಗಂಗಮಾಯಿ ಜಮುನಾಮಾಯಿಕಿ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀ ಭಕ್ತಿದೇವಿ ತುಳಸಿದೇವಿ ಬೃಹದ್ ಮೃದಂಗಾಕಿ ಸಾಮವೇದ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದಕ್ಕೆ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ ಟು ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ ಟು ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ ಟು ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ ಟು ಶ್ರೀ ಶುಕ್ರ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯಂ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತೀಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಾಯಾಮುದೀರಯೇತ್. ಬಿಫೋರ್ ರಿಸೈಟಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ, ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ವೆರಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಕಾಂಕ್ವೆಸ್ಟ್, ಒನ್ ಶುಡ್ ಆಫರ್ ರಿಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ಫುಲ್ ಅಬೇಸನ್ಸಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಟು ದ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಹೆಡ್ ನಾರಾಯಣ, ಅಂಡ್ ಟು ನರನಾರಾಯಣ ಋಷಿ ದ ಸೂಪರ್ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್, ಅಂಡ್ ಟು ಮದರ್ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ದ ಗಾಡೆಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಲರ್ನಿಂಗ್, ಅಂಡ್ ಅಂಟು ಶ್ರೀಲ ವ್ಯಾಸದೇವ್ ದ ಆಥರ್ ಆಫ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ. ನಷ್ಟಪ್ರಾಯೇಷು ಅಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವೆಯ ಭಗವತಿ ಉತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೆ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಷ್ಠಿಕಿ. ಬೈ ರೆಗ್ಯುಲರ್ ಅಟೆಂಡೆನ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಕ್ಲಾಸಸ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಅಂಡ್ ಬೈ ರೆಂಡರಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಟು ದ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಡಿವೋಟಿ, ಆಲ್ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಟ್ರಬಲ್ಸಮ್ ಟು ದ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ಲಿ ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರಾಯ್ಡ್, ಅಂಡ್ ಲವಿಂಗ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಟು ದ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಹೆಡ್ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಪ್ರೇಸ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸೆಂಡೆಂಟಲ್ ಸಾಂಗ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಎಸ್ಟಾಬ್ಲಿಷ್ಡ್ ಆಸ್ ಅನ್ ಇರ್ರಿವೈಕಬಲ್ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್. ಓಂ ಅಜ್ಞಾನ ತಿಮಿರಂಧಸ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನಾಂಜನಾ ಶಲಾಕಯ ಚಕ್ಷುರನ್ಲಿತಂ ಯೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುವೇ ನಮಃ. ಐ ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಯು ಈಚ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಒನ್ ಆಫ್ ಯು ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಬಾಟಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೈ ಹಾರ್ಟ್. ಮೈ ಡೀಪೆಸ್ಟ್ ಗ್ರ್ಯಾಟಿಟ್ಯೂಡ್ ಟು ಯು ಫಾರ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಫಾರ್ ಯುವರ್ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ವ್ಯಾಲ್ಯೂಯಬಲ್ ಟೈಮ್, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಐ ರಿಕ್ವೆಸ್ಟ್ ಯುವರ್ ಸಿನ್ಸಿಯರ್ಸ್ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ಸಿಂಗ್. ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ವೆಲ್ಕಮ್ ಮೈ ಪೇರೆಂಟ್ಸ್. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಮೈ ಮದರ್ ಇಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಮೈ ಫಾದರ್ ಇಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಮೈ ಫಾದರ್ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಮೆಟ್ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್, ಸೊ ಗಾಟ್ ಅ ಹಗ್ ಆನ್ ರೈಲ್ವೆ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಮುಂಬೈ ಟು ಪುಣೆ ಆನ್ ಅ ರೈಲ್ವೆ. ಯಾ, ಇನ್ ದ ಟ್ರೈನ್, ಇನ್ ದ ಟ್ರೈನ್. ಯಾ, ಐ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಟೆಲ್. ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಯರ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ 3.1.34. ಅಗೇನ್ ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಯು ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ ಮೀ ಸೊ ಐ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಯೂಸ್ಫುಲ್. ಅಪಿ ಸ್ವಿದಾಸ್ತೆ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಸುಖಂ ವೋ, ಸ್ವಿದಾಸ್ತೆ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಸುಖಂ ವೋ, ಯಃ ಸಾತ್ವತಾಂ ಕಾಮಧೂಧೋ ಅನಿರುದ್ಧ, ಸಾತ್ವತಾಂ ಕಾಮಧೂಧೋ ಅನಿರುದ್ಧ, ಯಮಾಮನಂತಿ ಸ್ಮ ಹಿ ಶಬ್ದಯೋನಿಂ ಮನೋಮಯಂ ಸತ್ವತುರ್ಯತತ್ವಂ ಅಪಿ ಸ್ವಿದಾಸ್ತೆ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಸುಖಂ ವೋ, ಯಃ ಸಾತ್ವತಾಂ ಕಾಮಧೂಧೋ ಅನಿರುದ್ಧ ಯಮಾಮನಂತಿ ಸ್ಮ ಹಿ ಶಬ್ದಯೋನಿಂ ಮನೋಮಯಂ ಸತ್ವತುರ್ಯತತ್ವಂ. ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಅಪಿ ಸುಖಾಸ್ತೆ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಸುಖಂ ವೋ,
ಕಾಮಧೂಧೋ ನಿರುದ್ಧ ಯಮಾಮನಂತಿ ಸ್ಮ ಹಿ ಶಬ್ದಯೋನಿಂ
Api Sudaste Bhagavan Sukham Va Yah Satvatam Kama Dukho Niruta Yam Amananti Sma Hi Shabda Yonim Manomayam Sattva Turiya Tattvam Ragatmika Pudu Api Sudaste Bhagavan Sukham Va Yah Satvatam Kama Dukho Niruta Api Sudaste Bhagavan Sukham Va Yah Satvatam Kama Dukho Niruta Api Sudaste Bhagavan Sukham Va Yah Satvatam Kama Dukho Niruta Yah Amanam Tisma Hi Shabda Yonim Manomayam Sattva Turiya Tattva Api As also, Swit, Veda, Vedar, Aste, does he, Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, Sukham, all happiness, Va, of you, Yah, one who, Satatattvam, Satvattvam, of the devotees. Kama Dukdhaha, source of all desires. Aniruddha, the plenary expansion Aniruddha. Yam, whom Amananti, they accept. Thank you, Krishna. Sma, from your, he, certainly. Shabda Yonim. The cause of the Rigveda. Manaha Mayam. Creator of the mind. Sattva. Transcendental. Turiya. The fourth expansion. Tattvam. Principle. Actually, synonym translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Teacher. Translation. Please read with me. May I inquire whether Aniruddha is doing well. He is the fulfiller of all the desires of the pure devotees and has been considered from yore to be the cause of the Rig Veda, the creator of the mind, and the fourth plenary expansion of Vishnu. Perfect. Adi Chaturbhuja, The original expansions from Baladeva are Vasudev, Sankarsana, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. All of them are Vishnu Tattvas or non-different personalities of Godhead. In the incarnation of Sri Ram, all these different expansions appeared for particular pastimes. Lord Ram is the original Vasudev and his brothers were Sankarsana, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. Aniruddha is also the cause of Mahavishnu, from whose breathing the Rig Veda appeared. All this is nicely explained in the Markandeya Purana. In the incarnation of Lord Krishna, Aniruddha appeared as the son of the Lord Krishna in Dwarka. Please note, it says as the son of the Lord Krishna in Dwarka. Is the Vasudeva expansion of the original group. The original Lord Krishna never leaves Goloka Vrindavan. All the plenary expansions are one and the same Vishnu Tattva. And there is no difference in their potency. So, while preparing for this, I was confused. Like, it says Aniruddha is the son of Krishna, right? And we know Aniruddha to be grandson of Krishna, right? So,
grandson of Krishna.
Oh, it's in my version it's his son. Okay. But if we go to Krishna book, it does say that there is a son of Krishna also named Aniruddha, and in my version also it says the son of Krishna is Aniruddha, and that particular one I would like you to open, Prabhu. It's on your tabs. 10.90.34.37. Oh, 34, 35, probably. You have that on the screen? Yeah. So, in the opinion of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti, the Aniruddha mentioned here is Lord Krishna's son, not his well-known grandson through Pradyumna. So, they are both son and grandson of Krishna are Pradyumna. Just a note. So, now, Aniruddha is the deity of mind, as you may know, and it's very, very difficult to control the mind. Chanchalahi manaha Krishna, you know. It's very easy, Arjuna said, it's very easy to control the wind, but it's very, very difficult to control the mind. And I have seen it firsthand so many times. I'm not sure if you have. Sometimes you can be sitting here, but you could be absent-minded. And the other times you could be sitting, you know, you could be chanting, but your mind could be on the journey to the other planets. Mm-hmm. So we have all experienced these flavors. And so that's why it's very important to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. There are so many amazing examples, amazing realizations from Srimad Bhagavatam that help us put our mind back to Krishna's lotus feet. So here we are seeing in third canto, Vidura is insulted by Duryodhana and he's told, toss him out of the palace immediately. Duryodhana says to Vidura, toss him out of this palace immediately and leave him with only his breath. Now can you imagine, you have done 30, 50, 60, 70 years of service. You have completely dedicated to serving somebody for their highest good. You are the son of a king, not just any king, you are the son of the emperor. And you have been insulted and you have been asked to leave immediately. Everything, everything. And this is Vidura we are speaking about. He was eating at one, just few days ago, Krishna was at his house eating the banana peels because, you know, he had offered with so much devotion. And Krishna had rejected Duryodhana's feast and he had gone to Vidura's house. You know, you could be really happy that, you know, at least you can now go and see Krishna. You know, he's goal of my life. I'm so devoted to him. But Vidura doesn't do that. It says that Vidura considered himself less pious and therefore he decided to travel to all the great places of pilgrimage in the world in order to achieve greater piety. Vidura could have at once approached Krishna directly, but he did not do so because he felt he was not sufficiently freed from sin. And what was the sin? The sin of associating with Dhritarashtra and Duryodhana. And this is a Kali Yuga, you know. Whenever we are, Kali Yuga is represent, Duryodhana is representation of Kali Yuga, or Kali is Duryodhana. And so when we are in Kali Yuga, our thoughts, our mind is polluted by that. So even though we could be in association of pure devotees, we could be actually associating with those thoughts that really pollute our mind, and we could lose our piety. And then Vidura began to travel alone, thinking only of Krishna. He simply performed duties to please the Supreme Lord Hari. Now imagine you are in his place. You do not have any devotee association. You're traveling alone. You're traveling like a mendicant. Then what would be your state of mind? Would you be just concentrating on Krishna, or would you be doing something else? You know, it's very important to realize that, you know, they are also human. And we have so much to learn from the scriptures if we put ourselves in that situation, instead of just reading it. And this is, he's not doing this for 1 day, 2 weeks, 15 weeks, 15 months. He did this for 36 years. Then he came to Prabhasa Kshetra. I'm just giving little background. Then he came to Prabhasa Kshetra, and he heard about the fratricidal war. But still, you know, he first inquired when he saw when he saw Uddhava, he first inquired about how are the Supreme Personalities of Godhead doing. And then next, he just started the list, you know. How is Surasena, how is Vasudeva, how is Pradyumna, how is Ugrasena, how is Samba, how is Yuyudhana, Akrura, Devaki, Aniruddha, and you know, the Aniruddha is today. And we had such a wonderful classes given on each and every personality. So I hope I don't let you down, and you can help me with that. It's such a beautiful meditations. One of them was meditation on Akrura, how Akrura was always absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. And other one was the powerful Satyaki, who was a warrior, and he was also a pivotal figure in the fratricidal war. And from there, we come to Aniruddha, which is the grandson of Krishna, according to this one, and according to my version, son of Krishna. But he's the quadruple expansion. And he asked about him. And now it's some point to be noted here that Aniruddha is the deity of mind, and Vidura is traveling alone. One can actually go in depression when traveling alone. When you don't have devotee association, one's mind could lead him to mislead him, or take him away from Krishna. But here, Vidura is narrating so many beautiful qualities. And when we hear the next dialogues, we see Vidura's absorption, Vidura's Krishna consciousness, Vidura's purity. But this, we all know that mamevamsho jivaloke jivabhuta sanatana manashashtani indriyani prakruti sthani karshati. The living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental parts. Due to conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind. And the deity control, the deity that is controlling mind is Aniruddha. Even Lord Shiva prays to Aniruddha. In the fourth chapter, the song sung by Lord Shiva. Namo namo Aniruddhaya Rishikeshe Indriyatmane Namaha Paramahamsaya Purnaya Nibhutatmane, which means, which Prabhupada translates as, my Lord, as the Supreme Directing Deity, known as Aniruddha, you are the master of the senses and the mind. I therefore offer my obeisances unto you again and again. The mind is the director of the senses, and Lord Aniruddha is the director of the mind. In order to execute devotional service, one has to fix his mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. And we all know this verse, Krishna tadiya pada pankaja panjarantam So we know that Yamunacharya prayed, please allow my mind to immediately yield to your lotus flower like feet. Just as, you know, so we know that there's a real importance to remember Krishna's lotus feet while we are able, while we are not at the deathbed, you know, where our voice is choked up, with throat is choked up with the cough. And we come back to Lord Shiva's prayers. He prays to the controller of the mind, Lord Aniruddha, to be pleased to help him engage his mind on the lotus feet of the Lord. Manmana, and Prabhupada quotes, Manmana bhava madbhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru. The mind has to be engaged in meditation on the lotus feet of the Lord in order to execute devotional service. Now just take a minute, please. We don't have Radhesham visible here to our eyes. We don't have Krishna Balram visible to our eyes. Can you close your eyes and visualize Lord Krishna's lotus feet? We have seen them for so many years continuously. Can we do that? You know, if this meditation is what Lord Shiva is thinking about, that our mind should be fixed to the, attached to the lotus feet of Krishna. And if that is not happening, then we are forgetting something. I was in a very beautiful class by Hari Parshad Prabhu, in LA, and he gave a class on chanting holy names. He said, if we are doing very slow japa, our mind is distracted. But at the same time, if we are just thinking about Krishna's pastime without hearing the holy name, then we may be distracted too. And that time he said that most important thing is to just look at Maha Mantra. Visualize Krishna's lotus feet and just look at Maha Mantra. And that way you can go at the right speed. And really, you know, that is our goal, is Krishna's lotus feet. We are not trying to be part of his leelas. We are not trying to force ourselves into part of his leelas. And this last sentence was my realization, is we just focus our mind on lotus feet. And then, again, Lord, coming back to Lord Shiva's a song sung by Lord Shiva in the 4th canto, 24th chapter. Thus, if Lord Aniruddha is pleased, he can help the mind engage in the service of the Lord. And then, Lord Shiva compares Aniruddha to the sun god. The predominating deity of the sun is an expansion of Lord Aniruddha. And why does he compare? Because he says the sun dries all the water from the unhealthy places. And it gives the sunshine and gives the cleanliness to other places. And it's a very beautiful purport, but it's a long purport. And then, Prabhupada states, according to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, the word Paramhamsa is also another name of the sun god. The sun god maintains the various planets by manipulating the rainfall. It evaporates the water from the seas and oceans and then forms water in the clouds and produces the rainfall. And sun god is also addressed herein as Purna. So basically, just like a Paramhamsa fulfills the desires of, you know, or grants, you know, helps others, sun god helps by giving them rainfall. And then it goes, sun god is also addressed herein as Purna, or complete, because the rays emanating from the sun have no end. For millions of years since the creation of the universe, sun god has been supplying heat and light without diminution. And the word Paramhamsa again is applied to persons who are completely cleansed. So they are completely cleansed and they are also the giver of the benedictions. And again, this all is a meditation on the sun god who is according to this expansion of Aniruddha. If I understood that correctly. And the Lord Shiva prays to Aniruddha to be kind upon him so that his mind will always be in the perfect state of cleanliness and will be engaged in the devotional service of the Lord. Just as fire sterilizes all unclean things, the sun god also keeps everything sterilized, especially dirty things within the mind, thus enabling one to attain elevation to the platform of spiritual understanding. And that's such a beautiful purport by Srila Prabhupada. You know, there in this verse and purport we have, it stated something about Markandeya Purana. And it stated that, you know, how Aniruddha is this Rigveda and originating, Mahavishnu comes from him, is explained in Markandeya Purana. So yesterday at 10 p.m., I went online and I downloaded the copy of Markandeya Purana. I read page after page after page to become a sage, but it was just, I was in a rage actually after that. It is such an impersonal discussion. I was so lost. I was like, why is it saying Devi Purana here and this Kanda here and that? It's just, you can be so lost in the Vedas. It says that this is like a banyan tree, you know, chapter 15 of Bhagavad Gita. This, you can go in the Vedas, but they're like, you know, they are going from Brahmaloka to all the way to the end of the, you know, Netherlands. Netherworld. And so they could be so confusing. And Prabhupada, then I went to Vanipedia, and then I searched Markandeya Purana, and every time, one after another, Prabhupada would speak about Markandeya Purana, how, and very clear stories, very clear pastimes, how he was in the devastating ocean waters for millions of years, and still he you know, it's very difficult to be alone. I'll come back to this, because loneliness is such a big disease, and still his mind was absorbed in Krishna's thought. Before that, somebody sent the Cupid arrows on him, and still he could resist this urge. You know, you can't live for 7 manvantaras and not have a single lusty desire. And Kamdev himself came. But still, Markandeya Rishi was steadfast. Narayana was pleased with him, or Narayana Rishi was pleased with him, and asked him to ask benediction. And he said that I want to see your illusionary energy. And then within a few seconds, the flood of waters came from nowhere, and the whole universe was flooded. They were big sharks, and Markandeya Rishi was hungry for millions of years. He was alone for millions of years. It was in the darkness for millions of years. He did not know sky from the earth for millions of years. And still, he was thinking about Krishna, and he found Krishna. Only after you think about Krishna, Krishna will come in front of your eyes. So such is the connection with of a pure devotee whose mind is fixed on Krishna and Krishna's, you know, manifesting in front of our eyes. And it was just such an eye-opener. And this happens in many various ways, that Srimad Bhagavatam by Srila Prabhupada with his purports just opens your eyes, opens your heart, and it takes you to a different level. Prabhu, can you please go to 3.12.28 where Lord Brahma, his pastime is there. I have opened that page. Yeah. And that one says that if Brahma could be the victim of the sexual urge, then what of others who are prone to so many mundane facilities? And if you go down, please. And can I just get one volunteer to read 3-4 lines? This extraordinary, that one, Srimad Bhagavatam, that one, yeah, that. Okay, I'll read it. Brahma heard directly from the Lord the 4 essential verses of Srimad Bhagavatam, because the Lord pressed Brahma after giving him lessons on the Bhagavatam that he would never be bewildered in any kalpa whatsoever. So this is talking about Brahma's daughter Vaakhi ran after her, and it would not have been after he heard Bhagavatam. It must have been some other kalpa. He would never have been bewildered in any kalpa whatsoever. This indicates that before the hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam, he might have fallen a victim to such sensuality. So this is the power of Srimad Bhagavatam. And what is our good fortune that, you know, Vidura didn't get to live in the dham. But we get to live in a dham. Vidura could not go and see deity of see Krishna, even though he was on the planet. But we get to do that. We get to hear Srimad Bhagavatam every day. We get association of devotees every day. We get prasadam every day. So many times, if you don't have something at home, we have the temple management takes care wonderfully. There is a free lunch here. You know, we are so fortunate. And on top of it, you know, they say that Srimad Bhagavatam is the cream of the Vedas. There is a reference to Rig Veda here. We have not only Srimad Bhagavatam, not only the cream, but we have ice cream, you know. We have Prabhupada Leelamrita to go with it. And I was recently doing books in Miami, and this lady came to the book, this girl, this little sweet girl, you would think she's 15 or 16. She came to the book table, and she had lost her dad, and she goes, I want to read some books, but I don't have enough money. I'm like, don't worry. I gave her, which one attracts you, you know? The whole book table was in front of her. Which book attracts you? Journey Home, Journey Within, Bhagavad Gita, Higher Taste, Chant and Behavior. We just loaded her. And she went and she read all the books. She read all the books. And she goes, that Bhagavad Gita was a little difficult. I need to go back to it. This is 18-year-old. And she read the books. She went to New York Rath Yatra because ticket to New York was cheap from Miami, you know. Maya is inside the city. And she went to New York and she said, oh, I went to New York Rath Yatra. I had a girl my age. But I don't feel the bhakti. You know, you gave me these books, I read them. There's something about bhakti. I don't feel it. So then I said, okay, just come to my place. You know, this is my address, just come anytime. And she goes, okay, I got my vacation approved. And she came. And she just was so absorbed in devotee association. Mother Madhumati spoke to her, Ricardo, Charachandrika spoke to her, my parents spent time with her, and we did so much, you know, just like so much prasadam, so much kirtans, so many things going on in different homes, going to the spring. And we are just so lucky that our mind can be fully absorbed here. And she goes, okay, send me the festival dates, give me that, so I can take days off, and then, and you know, Christmas time, da-da-da, like we had a whole plan for her for the rest of the year. So we are so lucky that we get to do this only because, you know, only because I live here that I could, you know, that she could get so much association of devotees and advice. And then she goes, actually my mom is Catholic. Can I talk to that Catholic nun? And I said, okay, we'll try. We pray that we can meet you. You can talk to her, Raghatmika Prabhu. And in contrast to this, my friends from India, so we have the same background, pretty much same background. I came in Krishna consciousness, and some of them, they study Samaveda even today. They hear the hymns, they learn for the music, and they feel there's intelligence, their thought process is cleansed, but there's such a void, there's such a dissatisfaction in their lives. You could see that. And I'm just so glad that my mind can be at the Krishna's lotus feet. In this, again, back to the purport for just a few minutes. Prabhupada mentions this Rig Veda. Prabhupada has mentioned this Rig Veda 211 times in Vanipedia. So back to the original purport, Prabhu. That Rig Veda is originating from Mahavishnu. And Prabhupada would always quote this one verse from Rig Veda. People speak about Rig Veda and they will say Devi Purana, Devi Mahatmya is inside. You know, this other thing is inside the Rig Veda. But Prabhupada he takes us to the direct the goal of Rigveda. Tad Vishnor Paramam Padam. Everyone must meditate upon Lord Vishnu. Prabhupada has said this verse in Pandal programs. Prabhupada has said this verse in so many times, almost 200 times. So he would mention Rigveda, and then sometimes he would mention this verse. So he wanted us to meditate on Lord Krishna's lotus feet, and he gave us such a simple process, because our mind can be our biggest enemy. And without structure in this age is so difficult to really grab onto that. And one more thing, and then I would like to take some reflections and comments. In Boise, Idaho, there's a Christian couple that used to come to the Bhagavad Gita reading. They came for 6 months. They were hardcore Christians. Not only that, they were kind of pastors, I think. That's called pastor, who can speak at the church. Yeah. And they used to come with their books, markers, glasses, with their chairs, everything. And they were just so much more sincere and studious. And we said, what do you think about Prabhupada? This is what they said. They said, there is more literature on Prabhupada's one day, than there is literature about Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus Christ. But they were, you know, they were at age 70, at that age, or 65, that age, it's very difficult to change your religion. But they used to come so studiously, and that was one of the things that really really made a big impact on my own Krishna consciousness, to see their devotion and to see their appreciation for our culture. And one small thing, this Aniruddha in Chaitanya Charitamrita is Vakreshwara Pandit. And Vakreshwara Pandit was famous for dancing, 72 hours of non-stop dancing. But he was the only, and then there was another person named Devananda Pandit. He was also Bhagavatam lover. He used to speak on Bhagavatam. And, you know, he was known as a famous Bhagavatam discourse person. But Lord Chaitanya had a conflict with him. And Lord Chaitanya ignored him, chastised him, sort of things. And then when Devananda Pandit had a change of heart, when he saw Vakreshwara Pandit, and he heard Srimad Bhagavatam from Vakreshwara Pandit, and it says, this is in the Adi Leela 10.17, and it says that then he massaged, in Chaitanya Bhagavat it says that then he massaged Vakreshwara Pandit's lotus feet. And this is, you know, again, book Bhagavatam or person Bhagavatam. We render service to it, and we can benefit. And Sri Gopal Guru is disciple of Vakreshwara Pandit. So he's a very exalted personality. And my own experience with Srimad Bhagavatam. So one time I was in this big conflict. My two bosses, they were good friends with each other, but they put me in some decision where I had to please either one or other. And no matter what I did, I was always wrong, because, you know, I had to take a side. So this was very difficult for me. I was put in such a conflict. I was like, I should leave my job. This is enough. 7 years, you know, I did work here, but I think this is the end. And then I called my good friend and advisor, Gopi Geeta. I cherish her, from Dallas. She's so sweet. She said, you're coming for Sadhu Sangha? Just pray to the Naam Prabhu. Just pray to the Naam Prabhu. And when you pray, whatever advice comes, remember to follow it. Do not put your mind into it and, you know, get distracted. Whatever advice comes. So, you know, I was there, Holy Names Association. But it was in the second day, next day, the Bhagavatam class. This, we were on the fourth canto, 28th verse, Maharaj, Prithu Maharaj. He has done 99 yagyas. And then the purport says this. You know, we think, oh, Indra is wrong. He's stealing the horses. He's coming in the vesh of sadhu. But this is Prabhupada's genius line. Both King Indra and Maharaj Prithu were envious and angry with each other. Now, we consider Maharaj Prithvi as a great devotee, but he says that, Prabhupada says that, we're envious and angry with each other. But since both of them were Vaishnavas or servants of Lord Vishnu, it was their duty to adjust the cause of their envy. This is also a first-class example of cooperative behavior between Vaishnavas. In the present days, however, because people are not Vaishnavas, they fight perpetually among one another and are vanquished without finishing the mission of human life. There's a great need to propagate the Krishna consciousness movement in this world so that even though people sometimes become angry and malicious toward one another, because of their being Krishna conscious, such rivalry, competition, and envy can be adjusted without difficulty. So, and then I understood that it's not possible for me not to have problem unless there was some adjustment I can do and trace of envy that I have on my part. I need to let it go. And Krishna, just within a day, Krishna changed the situation, and I no longer had to report to both of them. I had change of supervisory. And so this is the power of Bhagavatam and blessings of it. Thank you so much for your kind attention. If you have any reflections or thoughts, or if you don't mind giving me some feedback or input, I really appreciate that. And Mother Madhumati, please.
Thank you, Nandini Kishore, for giving such a wonderful class. You were mentioning our Lord Shiva's prayers to Aniruddha. I was wondering, what is your opinion on, you know, because our mind is just, our mind is our mind. So, what is your opinion about praying to Aniruddha? I mean, we're kind of trained to always pray to Krishna or to Srimati Radharani or to Vaishnavas, but I'd like to hear what you have to say in regards to that. To that we specifically pray to Aniruddha since he controls the mind. Mm-hmm. And is there some specific prayer that since you did the research that you thought were good, a very appropriate prayer or?
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for such a deep question. I will try to attempt to answer, but if that doesn't satisfy you, I would request Pran Govinda Prabhu or any of your senior disciples to answer it and help me here. So 4.24, I was looking at this particular prayer which Lord Shiva, who is a pure devotee and who is the Vaishnavanam Adi Shambho, is praying. So I thought that is a good prayer. Namo Namo Aniruddhaya Rishikeshan Driyatmane Namaha Paramhansaya Purunaya Nibhrutatmane. And I feel that we acknowledge that our mind is going everywhere. While praying to Krishna and Radharani, we could definitely pray for devotional service. But to acknowledge that our mind is going everywhere is the point in praying to Aniruddha. You know, I need your help. It is my understanding. Is that satisfy you?
Thank you. Yeah, really appreciate it.
Thank you.
4.9.1.
4.24, 0.36.
Also, a nice prayer regarding the mind. Mother Kunti prays, O Lord of Madhu, just as the Ganges River flows forever to the sea without hindrance, may my mind be constantly attracted to you without being diverted to anyone else.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you say earlier that the sun can purify the mind of all dirty things? How is that?
Yeah, you know, I'm fascinated by this purport. 4.24.36 again. And so this it compares the exact words being, since the predominating deity of the sun is an expansion of Lord Aniruddha. Yeah?
Okay.
And elsewhere it says that Surya Narayan, Narayan resides on Surya's abode. Right? And it's then expansion of Aniruddha. Lord Shiva also prays to the sun god in this verse. So like that. And you know, abhyasena tu kaunteya, madha madhumati, abhyasena tu kaunteya. It's such a deep-rooted thing, like a weed, and only by the studies we can uproot it. Any other blessings, thoughts, suggestions? Okay. Yes, Prabhu?
What is the transform? You say, Devananda Pandit.
Yes.
I speak very loud.
Devananda Pandit,
yes.
Heart transformed.
Yes.
What is that transformation? What was his mistake?
His mistake was Mayavad. So can I read that Adi Devananda? Let me read the exact words of Prabhupada. In 10.17 Adi, it says, but Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not like his interpretation of it. He was a professional reciter of Srimad Bhagavatam. In the present town of Navadvipa, which was formerly known as Kuliya, Lord Chaitanya showed such mercy to him that he gave up the Mayavadi interpretation of Srimad Bhagavatam and learned how to explain Srimad Bhagavatam in terms of bhakti. Formerly, Devananda was expounding the Mayavadi interpretation. When Srivas Thakur came into his meeting, he started crying, and then his disciples asked him to leave. But at the time, and when Lord Chaitanya chastised him, at that time Devananda Pandit had little faith in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as an incarnation of Lord Krishna. But one night, sometime later, Vakreshwara Pandit was a guest in his house. And when he explained the science of Krishna, Devananda was convinced about the identity of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thus, he was induced to explain Srimad Bhagavatam according to the Vaishnava understanding. And then he massaged the Vakreshwara Pandit's feet during the 72-hour dancing.
So if someone asks you a question,
if I poke a thorn on my toes, can I pull it out from the shoulder?
No.
Then he committed offense according to your story. It's a fact, I'm not saying anything.
Yeah, yeah.
His offense was to Sivas,
yeah.
How Bhakreshwar released him.
Mm. Can you please
So if I commit offense to someone,
yeah.
Should I go and ask forgiveness to someone and I'll be released?
No. Can you please enlighten us on that topic? Because I know different pastime of Lord Chaitanya, and so many people had offended Lord Chaitanya, and then there was a big, millions of devotees came, and in that context I know, and then the dancing happened, and then he massaged the feet. That much I know. But could you please elaborate?
No, I mean, it doesn't require the whole story. It was just interesting that did Prabhupada say he was Mayavad contaminated?
If you open Chaitanya Charitamrita...
Where do you get the commentary of Mayavad his contamination?
Yeah. Yeah, 10.17. Adi, 10.17. You can open it.
It says that he is Mayavadi contaminated?
Yes.
His insult on Sivash was that he was glorifying Bhagavatam, but he would not respect the devotees. That's why he just, his disciples picked up Sivash and threw him outside. He did not say anything. So later on, of course, Bhakreshwara Pandit purified. But the question was, Lord Chaitanya actually became the biomedia in between. And I personally asked Radhanath Maharaj one time that how is that possible, this? So he said, let's dig some information. So after a week I called again. Maharaj says, yes, it is the heart change in a sense. He realized that importance of respecting devotee, serving devotee is as important as serving Bhagavatam. So if we develop that mentality of serving devotee and serving Bhagavatam, non-difference, then we will understand Bhagavatam.
And most of the pastime they just have the Bhagavatam, and there's
yes.
some reading in there.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that was the one you may be remembering is Pundarik Vidyanidhi and Gadadhar.
I think it's
Gopal Chapal. He composed a big beautiful song.
Okay, so that's
in future million years from now, if somebody becomes devotee, he's paying obeisances now. Whoever became devotee million years before, he's paying obeisances because of the heart transformed. Yeah, but nice class, thank you.
Thank you so much for your...
That was before he took sannyas.
Yeah.
But he did not transform anything. He did not transform his heart as a Bhakeshwar Pandit.
Thank you for your most valuable comment. Thank you so much. Thank you, madam. Thank you, everybody. Hare Krishna.